Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Ruth calling from Family First. Is this Maxine?
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm actually calling, I'm covering for Dina. You spoke with Dina yesterday, right?
I did, yes.
Regarding starting. Okay, yeah, so I see here that you were in need of an aide, right? I mean, your
Well,
husband.
yeah, my husband, right.
Yeah,
Right.
so I actually got someone. He is willing to work the schedule that you had told Dina. I actually have
Okay.
him on the other line. If you'd like, I can connect him so you can two can discuss and see if it would work.
Okay. Where does he live?
So I actually didn't ask him, but he was fine with your location. I told him which, town you live in.
Can you tell me something about him?
So how about you ask him yourself? I'm not very familiar. I never dealt with him before, but he was with our agency before.
Okay, and what is his name?
So his name is, let me just double check. I shouldn't give you the wrong name. So that's Edward Whitehead.
Okay, let me just write that down. Let me get to where I have a. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, and wait, hold on a second. Get to the right page. I take notes. Okay, and your name is
My name is Ruth.
Ruth. That's what you said. You're taking over from Sarah. Are you, doing the staffer kind of thing,
Yeah, so
or?
Sarah's out now. So,
Yeah.
I'm
Okay.
trying to help out.
Okay. Good. Very good. All right. All right. So this person's name is Edward
Whitehead.
Whitehead. Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, so do you want me to get him on the line? Do you want to speak with him now?
Yes, certainly.
Okay, let me connect him. Hi, everyone.
Yes.
Hello.
Edward. Hello.
Hello, is this Edward?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. This is Maxine.
Huh?
I understand you are amenable to a job that I'm offering. What is your phone number, Edward? May I have that?
44-550-4967.
445-5445. I'm sorry, 484.
484.
Hold on. 484. Go again. Yeah. 550.
Four nine six seven.
4967. Just in case we get disconnected. Okay. So,
Okay.
I have never done this before. This is you're the first person that I'm interviewing for this job. I've never hired somebody to work in the house before. So,
Okay.
I'm ask you what your experience is and what you have liked to do and what's been successful for you and that sort of thing. How old are you, Edward?
Well, 62. I just turned 62 December 7th. But
Okay.
I did it for 3 years already. My
Okay.
mother-in-law and stuff.
Okay. Okay. And where do you live, Edward? I don't need your address, but just where
We're in
in general.
Schnecksville.
Oh, Schnecksville.
Schnecksville.
Oh.
Yeah, we're right around the corner for you.
Oh, okay. That's very good. Okay. Yeah, that was one of those things I was fearful of because the agency was in Philly and I really wanted to hire somebody that lived near us. It's just so much more convenient all the way around. So have you ever worked for anybody other than your mother-in-law?
No, not yet. No. You'd be the
Okay,
first
so
one besides her.
okay, that's good because you're the first for us too. So that's a good start.
Well, I can cook and do laundry and clean, do a little light cleaning and stuff like that. So whatever you just, you know, stuff like that we can take care of.
Okay. Okay. You've done all that for the last couple of years. Do you have a family of your own? Do you live with a family or do you live by yourself?
With my wife. But I have three daughters and one son.
Okay. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're looking for somebody, just as you said, to help my husband, who is relatively okay, but he'll be 82 at the end of this month. And he mm-hmm. is, his mobility is challenged. He needs to work a rollator, and he needs help sometimes getting up and down, you know, sitting up. And I mean, he drives, he still drives. But it takes a long, long time to get ready anywhere. So we need some help. He needs some help in the mornings to get, you know, to get going, and to possibly help him shower and all of that sort of thing. And I need some help with sometimes just straightening up or maybe doing some dishes or just doing things that I can't lift. I don't know how you are, you know, physically.
Right.
Strong.
Yes.
You're good. Okay.
I worked construction all my life. I was 9 years Army, that I concrete contractor and stuff. Heavy high lift. So all heavy lifting. So.
Do you have any parts that are still okay? Then after all I did is concrete, that stuff. Oh, that's great. Concrete. Okay. Very good. Is there any way that I could meet you, that we could meet you?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. We should meet. Yeah, we can make it, let's see, right after the holiday here, I guess.
Yeah, we're not in a big rush. It's fine to start, you know, like in early January. That would be good for us, too. Would that be good for you?
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll meet after the holiday, then. We'll just, you can set up something for, like, the days after the holiday, okay, before the New Year. And we'll just meet then, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Yeah, do you want to set it up now?
Yes, you can set it up now. Yeah, because I'm going to need your address. I don't have your address.
Yes.
So if you'd like, I can text you the address. It's Ruth speaking.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Okay.
So once we get off the phone, Maxine, do you want me to give him your phone number as well?
Yes, of course. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so Edward, once we get off the phone, I'm going to text you the phone number and the address, okay?
Okay,
cool. So what day will the two of you meet?
Just after the holidays. I think we'll just call each other and set up a date then. That'll be the easiest thing. It's right after Christmas here, between Christmas and so one of those days next week, okay?
Next week?
The beginning of the week.
Actually, it's going to be better.
Is that bad time?
Well, yeah. There's
the following week? Okay, then we can do it that way. Okay.
In January.
You can call me and figure out better days if you want. It doesn't matter. It's okay for me.
Okay.
All right?
So I'm sorry. So when are you going to talk about a time to meet?
Well, we were just trying to do that now. Do you want to set up a time like maybe on Monday the 5th of January?
Edward? The 5th of January?
Yeah.
Is that the 5th? Yeah, that sounds
the 5th.
Good.
Yeah, the Monday. Maybe in the afternoon, maybe around 2:30, something like that.
Yeah.
Does that work?
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, I'm going to write it.
Monday the 5th at 2:30.
2:30, Edward, right? Okay. All right. Okay, and I have your phone number. If I have to cancel,
yes.
I guess if I either of us have to cancel, do we need to go through you, Ruth, or can we just do this directly? What's
So you can do it directly. I'll just be waiting to hear from you once you meet, actually.
Yes.
And, I might even want to hear when you set a date. But then once you meet, I want to know if it's working out, if we should work on equity paperwork.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just both keep me posted, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay. I have one more question, Edward, for you. Do you mind if I ask you one more question?
No problem.
Have you worked for this agency or any agency before? Did you answer that? I think you
might. No, I worked for this agency.
You did work for
only
this
agency.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
And perhaps how long did you work?
3 years.
3 years. Oh, okay.
Two and three quarter years. Yes. Yep.
Okay. Very good. All right. That's what I wanted to know. Okay. Very good. All right. Then we will speak again on the 5th, and in the meantime, I'll speak with Ruth. Okay. Is that?
Okay. Thank you, and nice talking to you.
Okay.
You
have
too,
a good
Edward.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay, Ruth?
Yes.
You're still here. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that went very well.
Yes, it did. It does seem like it did.
And the fact that he lives in Texville, which is about 2 miles from me, is very, very...
Yeah, that makes it more convenient, yes. I actually wanted to ask you if you got the email from Dina.
Yes, but I just wanted to find out more about the agency and the whole thing, and I'm happy to sign that, because whatever it is, I would do.
Problem. So whenever you feel ready for it, and whenever you have a chance, you can just fill it out and send it back.
All right. Do you screen your people? Do they get police screening and all of that sort of thing?
So I'll have to double check on that one. How it was.
Because I'm not working with your agency. I don't know, how you work or what you, vet your workers.
Right. So sometimes they do get fingerprinting, but I'll have to check what was the case with him. Hold on. Let me just double check. I don't want to give you misinformation. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so actually he did go through a background check. That's what we do for our employees.
Do you know what's included in that?
Yes, he was.
I mean, can you tell me what's included? What kinds of things they do? What they're looking for?
Mm-hmm. So I believe it's like a basic background check, just to make sure everything, no criminal background and all that. If you want something specific, I can ask HR. They're the ones that actually do the background check. Do you want me to find out for you?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I forgot to ask him if he smokes, because I had said specifically I don't.
Yeah, I actually asked him. He doesn't smoke.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good.
And I also asked him about a car. So he said he shares a car, but whenever you'll need him to have the car, he's going to have it available.
Oh, okay. Or he could drive our car, too. Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So that's you have a car, then that's even better probably for him.
No. We have a car available, but sometimes it's best for my husband not to drive, but if he's willing. And I wonder how flexible his hours are. In other words, I didn't get to ask that either.
So you'll meet with him. You'll see him in person. You'll ask him whatever else you wanted to ask.
Yeah.
And see, I feel like when you meet with him, you see way more.
Yeah, I do. I agree with you. Okay, flexible hours. All right. That's very good. All right. So do you want me to sign the contract or wait till I speak to him first, or how do you want me to do this?
So you don't necessarily have to wait. I would say you should just get it over with. You know, that way from your end, you're all set with our agency, and then we just need to work on him. You know, I believe there is something that he's, you know, after a while of working for the company, you know, some things expire, like the TB test and all that. So I'm not sure exactly what he's missing, but once we finalize on that, I'm going to check and make sure that, you know, there's nothing he's missing, and, you know, we'll get that done.
Okay.
But it shouldn't be long.
All right. So, all right. Now, is he up for contract with anybody else in the meantime?
What do you mean, a fourth contract?
I mean, I put a meeting time at on January 5th, but is he being sought by somebody else in addition?
Not that I know of, no. Right now, he does not have any clients with our agency that I know
of. Okay. Well, I mean, I think he would be a good fit if, you know, everybody gets along, just in terms of, and then what we're looking for as well. So I don't want to push it ahead too far so that we lose him. You know what I'm saying? Somebody was close.
Right. Exactly. So you just stay in touch with him, you know, make sure that he's going to be there. You know, I would say that's the key.
Okay. If I'm allowed to call him then in the meantime, then I would do that. He did give me his phone number. So yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. If you have any more questions, just give me a call, okay?
So you want me to sign the contract or wait until after I...
No, you don't have to wait. I would say you should just get it over with. You should just, you know,
you want
get it done.
You want me to sign the contract and send it back to you. Is that it? Now, do I have to pay money? I don't remember. I just glanced over it. Do I have to put any money with it or anything?
So actually, let me double check because it's...
And how do you check out me? You know, how do you know that I'm going to be?
Oh, I'm sure you'll be good. Not worried about that one. hold on. Let me just double check on that one.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so we do require a 2-week deposit.
Okay.
It says it all on the contract that was sent to you.
Yeah, but it wasn't specific. It didn't say how, so I don't know what, because we didn't verify any hours or anything like that. I had there was no person involved.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
You want me
right.
to just send in a certain amount of money or, I mean, I don't really want to do that. We know that this is
right, you're not comfortable with that. You know what?
Right.
You know what? I can ask if that, you know, if that means that you need to send it when you send the contract or he actually is going to start working. I'm going to ask about that. I'm going to text you the answer.
Okay. I'd be happy to sign the contract, but I don't want to send any money until we actually...
Right, I understand that. That makes sense.
A little more formal agreement, okay?
Right. So I'm going to text you that, and also you wanted to know about the background check, right?
Yes. And
Should I text this number?
Yes. And what is your number, Ruth? Of course, I probably have it because you called me, but what is your number?
Yes. So that's 267.
267. Mm-hmm.
551.
551.
7426.
7426. Okay. And your last name, Ruth?
My last name is Lowy. Lowy.
Lowy. Okay. Very good. All right. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate this. My chair has to be something good. Okay.
My pleasure. Yes, we'll be in touch.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye.